Hello, you radiant child of God. Welcome to Bible Bedtime. This is season 5, episode 267. I'm your host, Dana, and in this podcast, I read a full chapter of the Bible in a way I hope will help you fall asleep in heavenly peace. In this 5th season, we are reading through the 5 books of the Old and New Testaments. We've already read through Deuteronomy, and now we are reading through Acts. And I will add that there are a lot of place names and people names that are not easy to pronounce in Acts. After the chapter, I will read another chapter from the book of Psalms. We finish each episode with the Lord's Prayer, and then I close with my own prayer of dedication from Psalm 20:14. I have all kinds of ways for you to reach out to us in the show notes, and I hope that you will reach out and say hello or share a little about yourself, your experiences with Bible Bedtime or anything else that's going on with you. I love being able to hear back from listeners. I wanted to share something that happened this afternoon that was amazing, and it was a sign from God, I believe. This morning, I was reflecting on an African proverb and thinking about what it means to me and how it affects my work, my life, my friendships, my relationships, my podcast even. And later at work, at the very end of the day, I was having a conversation with a client, and we were talking about some work we were trying to get done. She said, "I would love to share with you an African proverb." And she started saying it, and I immediately knew what it was. And I got chills. I just couldn't believe that she brought this up at the same time that God had placed it on my heart. And I will share that with you now. I may not say it perfectly. Please forgive me if I don't get it just right. But the proverb is such that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. I hope you enjoy that proverb as much as I do. Now, it's time to stop thinking about proverbs or deep thoughts or things that happened today or even things that might happen tomorrow. Your day is over, and the only thing you have left to do is relax and go to sleep. So make sure the room you're in is adjusted perfectly to help you fall asleep. Adjust the lights and the temperature. Get into bed and snuggle into that favorite sleeping position. Nestle your head into your pillow and get the covers just right. And as you sink into your bed, feel your muscles relaxing. And as they relax, you will feel warmth flowing out from the center of your body into your feet, and your hands, maybe even the top of your head. As they warm up, the heat dissipates. Oh, but don't worry, you have covers and you can snuggle up so that you are warm and cozy all over. And when you feel ready, join me in taking 3 deep breaths. 1. 2. And 3. Very good. Tonight we're reading Acts 20, which continues telling the story of Paul's ministry. When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece, where he stayed 3 months. Because the Jews made a plot against him, just as he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and Tychicus, and Trophimus from the province of Asia. These men went on ahead and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the feast of the unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Sitting in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the 3rd story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. We went on ahead to the ship and sailed for Assos, where we were going to take Paul aboard. He had made this arrangement because he was going there on foot. When he met us at Assos, we took him aboard and went on to Mytilene. The next day, we set sail from there and arrived off Chios. The day after that, we crossed over to Samos, and on the following day, arrived at Miletus. Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus and avoid spending time in the province of Asia, for he was in a hurry to to reach Jerusalem, if possible, by the day of Pentecost. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Now, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver, gold, or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship. Psalm 51, for the director of music, a psalm of David. When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise in your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now, amen. It's time for you to fall asleep and sleep well. Sweet dreams.